The Callaway Golf story is a corporate governance and culture story as much as it is a sports story. Callaway's CEO Chip Brewer confirmed publicly this week that he personally approved an advertisement in partnership with Good Good Golf, a popular golf content brand that depicted a man physically shoving a woman golfer. Brewer called it a mistake and announced investigations, but the admission that he greenlit the content is the part that carries real weight. This wasn't a rogue piece of content that bypassed internal review, the CEO signed off on it.
The Good Good Golf partnership is notable because it represents the broader shift in sports marketing toward influencer-driven content creation. Good Good has built a substantial audience with a casual, personality-driven approach to golf content. They're part of a trend that's brought younger, more diverse audiences to a sport that has historically struggled with accessibility and image. The irony of content produced under that umbrella depicting physical violence against a woman golfer is compounding for Callaway, because it runs directly counter to the growth narrative the company has been selling to investors about golf's expanding demographic reach.
From a marketing and liability standpoint, the CEO acknowledgement changes the legal calculus. If affected parties, women's golf organizations, tournament sponsors, athletes, decide to pursue formal complaints or civil action, Brewer's public admission that he reviewed and approved the content eliminates the "we didn't know" defense entirely. Callaway's legal team is managing a situation where the CEO essentially gave plaintiffs their best exhibit in a public statement designed to be apologetic.
Before we close out today, I want to do something we try to do regularly. Take the episode's most confidently held assumption and stress test it honestly. The consensus view today, driven by the Gates essay, the MIT undergraduate study, and frankly by the general tenor of tech industry commentary, is that AI-driven job displacement is both large-scale and imminent. Gates presents it as near certain. The MIT finding is being read as confirming it. Almost every economic analyst I've seen quoted on this topic in the last 6 months treats the displacement scenario as the baseline, with debate only about magnitude and timeline.
Here's the strongest counterargument, and I think it deserves serious engagement rather than dismissal. Labor economics has been predicting technological unemployment at scale since the invention of the mechanical loom. Every major wave of automation, the Industrial Revolution, electrification, computerization, the internet generated predictions of mass displacement that proved partially accurate but systematically overestimated net job loss. The reason is that productivity gains tend to create new categories of economic activity and new forms of employment that weren't imaginable before the technology existed.
Right, and there's a specific mechanism for why this time might follow the same pattern. If AI dramatically reduces the cost of producing knowledge work outputs, analysis, writing, code, design, it could expand the total demand for those outputs rather than simply substitute for the humans who currently produce them. The same logic that explains why word processors didn't eliminate secretaries by making typing faster. It made written communication so cheap that the volume of communication exploded might apply here.
The assumption that would need to be true for the displacement narrative to be wrong is that AI, like previous automation technologies, augments human labor more than it replaces it at the aggregate level. And that the new categories of employment it creates, AI oversight, prompt engineering, AI human collaboration roles, absorb more workers than the roles it makes redundant. Gates is betting that this time is structurally different because of the breadth of cognitive tasks AI can perform. The historical analog crowd is betting that human adaptability and economic creativity will produce the same result they always have.
What to watch for if we're wrong? Track the ratio of AI-related job postings to AI-displaced role postings in the BLS employment data over the next 18 months. If augmentation is winning, you'll see new AI-adjacent job categories growing faster than traditional knowledge work categories are shrinking. If displacement is winning, you'll see the reverse, net knowledge work employment declining even as the economy grows. That ratio is the cleanest empirical signal available, and it doesn't require trusting anyone's prediction. The data will tell the story by early 2028.